The Arnold Sports Festival in Columbus has become the largest mass gathering in the U.S. to be all but canceled because of coronavirus. The biggest multi-sport event in the world will bar spectators at competitions, and its huge fitness expo has been canceled.
Go, Lauren. Come on, baby. Right there. Yes.
Pam Waugh is coaching several fitness athletes at her Body Fit training facility in Grove City, just south of Columbus. That includes 18-year-old Macy Swackhammer.
Get it, Macy. Oh, look at those arms, Macy!
Waugh has been preparing Macy for the bikini competition at this year's Arnold Sports Festival. Waugh and Macy had been anxiously waiting to find out if the growing concerns over the coronavirus would impact this year's festival. Then, Governor Mike DeWine joined Columbus Mayor Andrew Ginther to make an announcement.
We have all decided to move forward with the athlete competition at the Arnold Classic, but not to allow spectators or the trade show to continue.
DeWine made the announcement in response to the CDC's newest guidelines for large events and mass gatherings, addressing the potential spread of the coronavirus, which causes the disease COVID-19. And the Arnold Expo is certainly a mass gathering. It attracts more than 200,000 people from 80 countries, which DeWine says creates an unacceptable risk.
The circumstances at the Arnold are ideal for the spread of disease. The fact that the Arnold mainly takes place in a confined indoor space creates an environment that is much more conducive to the spread of the virus.
The Arnold Sports Festival, which happens during the Arnold Expo, features a variety of competitions, from martial arts to bodybuilding. There are more than 22,000 athletes expected to participate. Athletes from China, South Korea, Italy, Iran, and Japan will not be permitted to compete in the festival. These are countries on the CDC's travel notification list. Columbus Public Health Commissioner Mashika Roberts says they're also screening athletes as they arrive at the John Glenn Columbus International Airport.
And asking them certain questions about exposure to COVID-19, whether they've had a fever in the last 24 hours, and if they've come from one of the affected countries.
Media representatives for the Arnold Sports Festival did not return requests for comment. Brian Ross with the tourism group Experience Columbus says it's too early to tell how canceling the expo might impact economic turnout, which usually generates about $53 million. However, Ross says they're reaching out to other attractions, like the Columbus Zoo and museums, to see if they can offer discounts for people planning on going to the expo.
We can get out into our community now so that they can have a different experience while they're here.
So far, Ohio has no confirmed cases of COVID-19. With Mayor Ginther beside him, DeWine said he recognized the weight of this decision, adding that addressing coronavirus concerns means constantly staying on top of the facts, then making the best call they can.
Two of us raised our hand and took an oath to protect the people that we represent, and that's why we're here today with this decision.
Keep those elbows right there, shoulders still. Squeeze it up.
Back at the Body Fit training facility, Coach Pam Waugh says the excitement is building for her and Macy as they get closer to competition day at the Arnold Sports Festival.
Just like Macy, she's not nervous a bit. She's got all this confidence in the world. But when we get there, we'll probably be going, ah!
And Waugh was excited to learn later that night that she'll still be able to watch Macy compete, since a special exemption will be made for trainers and the parents of athletes. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.